Tim Skubick, who's on the other end of our line. Tim, good morning.
Happy Monday, Tony.
Did you have a good weekend?
Very nice.
I'm exhausted. I need a little vacation from my vacation because I went up north, weather was fine, and we're just kicking things back into gear.
Where were you?
We were in Oscoda.
Oscoda?
Oscoda, Michigan, where the unemployment rate is the highest of any county in the state.
Yeah, but I'm sure you left a pile of money there to help redeem
it. You know what? I did my best.
Good for you, kid.
I did my best. Want to talk to you about a couple of different issues. First of all, going to Scoop's blog. When we talked earlier this year about recalls, you didn't think much of them really were going to carry much credence. There wasn't much substance, but you think that there may be one in Representative Paul Scott.
I think if there is a if the recallers have any shot at sending the signal, I think Mr. Scott has to be at the top of the list. The MEA endorsed Paul Scott the last time he ran. Now, he's sort of an anomaly, as I pointed out in Scoop's blog. He's a Republican. He's African-American. He's from Genesee County, which tends towards the Democratic side. And he's the chairman of the House Education Committee. And as such, he has kicked out a lot of legislation that, let's just say, the MEA is not fond of. And so they pumped $25,000 into that district. In the first 3 days they gathered, they tell us, 3,500 signatures. They need 10,000 names by Friday in order to put this on the ballot. I think they've got a shot at it.
You know, when I see things like that, I wonder, should an entity like that, and I'm not judging this, but I propose the question, should the MEA, should entities like that be pumping money into situations like that instead of focusing on helping their teachers be better?
Well, let me pose the answer. It's a free country. They can do what they want with their money. And next question.
Yeah, good answer. I've got another question about that, but I'm going to save that for a little bit. You wrote also in Scoop's blog in the Oakland Press, and I always like it because I know that you write these headlines, Governor Killjoy, smokers and hard liquor drinkers must have been buoyed by the reports the other day that the lawmakers were thinking about cutting taxes for tobacco and booze.
Yeah, they were, and I talked to the sponsor on the tobacco taxing, and he's still going to continue. But, you know, when the governor says that his level of support for this is, quote, none, that sort of sends a signal that it's probably, if it got to his desk, and I don't believe that it will, it would face an almost certain veto. The governor's argument is that he's trying to balance the budget, and if you start giving out tax breaks, and there is a tremendous temptation as a politician to do that, and tobacco and booze. I mean, everybody smokes and everybody drinks and, you know, stuff like that. It's politically popular, but the governor says, no, let's not do that. So I think that's sort of in trouble.
Do you think guns are going to be a topic that the legislation takes up, concealed weapons most specifically?
Guns?
Yes.
In what regard?
Oh, licensing of those.
Well, we already have a concealed weapons law, and there was a pretty good piece in the Free Press over the weekend about how it has worked from the standpoint of not turning Michigan into the wild, wild west. I remember covering the debate, and former Governor Jennifer Granholm was really on a crusade, saying, you know, if we give guns to everybody, it'll be like, you know, Wyatt Earp at the OK Corral. Well, turns out we got about 260,000 people out there today carrying a concealed weapon, and these folks are not committing a lot of crimes. And we don't know if they're preventing crimes or not, but certainly a lot of these people feel safe. And the people that were strong opponents have conceded that basically this law has worked. There has not been a draconian impact, and, you know, carry on.
And the Michigan Department of Education is pushing some new standards in which at least 200 public schools in Michigan would be at risk of losing their state accreditation.
Well, this is part of a continuing saga. Mike Flanagan, under the law, has to do something about the bottom 5% of the schools in order to get them in compliance with not only No Child Left Behind, but Michigan's education standards. And part of the governor in his education reform message has formed what he hopes to be, and the legislature hasn't approved this yet, but they'll deal with it in the fall. These sort of clusters of poor schools where they hope to get new principals in and do some training and turn the test scores around. You know, education reform is a continuing saga. One of the first stories that I covered back in 1969 with Governor Milliken, he created, guess what, an education reform commission. And every governor that's come into office has taken a bite of this apple, and the apple is still there, and they're still biting, and I'm not sure they get it totally reformed.
Why can't they get their handle on this? Is it just that tough of a deal to work through?
You know what? This is not like manufacturing a product on the line at General Motors, where you can fit everything together and it works. We're talking about kids. Each one is different. And the business community tends to teach or to approach education under the business model, that if we just get all those widgets, you know, working the way we want them, everything will be fine. Well, you know what? You can't do that with kids. Everyone has a different ability. Everybody learns differently. And so, you know what? It's like trying to herd cats. It's hard to get everybody on the same page, but, you know, the politicians and the educators, they continue to say they can improve this thing, but here we are, and, you know, maybe some progress is being made.
What are you working on for Channel 6 tonight?
Actually, we're going to go over to the George Perlis golf outing and see who we can ambush.
Well, there's a ton of people over there. Boy, they're going to see you and be running all over the greens.
Give me some names. Do you know who's going to be there?
Well, I would imagine Frank Kelly's going to be there. Secchio will be there, and all the Michigan State community will be there. I bet Mr. Hollis and Mr. Izzo will be there, so you'll have a ton of folks to talk to.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I can just see you come with your mic and them scattering like ants in water.
I'll be disguising myself as a caddy, okay?
All right, thanks, Tim.
Tony, thanks. Always a pleasure talking to you, man.